grain futures. Well, that turnaround Tuesday that typically shows up is a bust. They tried. Not for lack of trying. The seller vigilantes, they licked their wounds from selling yesterday's day session and getting taken to the woodshed on this shifting weather forecast and this not-so-wonderful crop yields that they were banking on about, 7 days ago, that, there's going to be grain everywhere. That grain stock supplies are continuing to dwindle. And matter of fact, this Friday, the WASD numbers are going to come out where the USDA gets to take another opportunity to tell us how much grain is out there, or maybe just how much a little less there is from the week before, because we do know the old crop stocks got reduced 100 million bushels last week. That transfers into new crop. And they're likely going to have to increase this phenomenal export pace we've had for corn that everybody told us last fall and spring was just a flash in the pan. It wasn't going to last. Well, it is, and it did. And so there's another 25 million bushels that has to be added, which means that comes off the carryout, which passes through to new crop carryout. And now we're going to have a very hard time pulling off 183 bushels to the acre yield with pollination that looks to have troubles as we roll here into the next 2 weeks. We do know the Western Corn Belt's going to heat up here this coming weekend. Texas, Oklahoma, well, not so much. There's not too much corn in Oklahoma. Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, even here, we're going to get hot, 100 degrees. And the rains haven't been that great. They're popping all over the state here. Some get, some don't. We don't. The North Dakota, the Bismarck Dome, I guess you'd say, around the central part of the state here kind of makes sure we kind of come up short here a lot. Everybody else is catching some before this heat. But there are areas that have not had rain in South Dakota and Nebraska that are going to be needing some ahead of this heat. And now today's noonday weather map says, hey, we're going to push some of this oppressive 95-degree heat into the heart of the Corn Belt as we get towards the 18th, 19th, and 20th of July. And yes, the corn will be pollinating at that time. And so that has pushed corn back higher again today, getting very close to the 200-day moving average it fell below. Got to 464 and three quarters on Dease corn currently, 463 and a quarter, up 5.5 cents. The old crop September up 4 3/4 at 443. This has helped pull wheat higher as well in the session. Chicago September up 2.5 cents, 616.5, while Kansas September is off 3/4, 649. We have to steal some more harvestable wheat from the farmers out of Kansas there. They don't have grain bins. They haul it all to town, so we got to steal it at the elevator. The Minneapolis wheat September up 1 3/4 cents, 631.5. December up 2 1/4 at 653 1/4. Soybeans got ever so close to $12, 11.98 3/4 about 10, 15 minutes ago here. Currently up 4 cents on November, 11.96 1/4. We are above the price of old crop beans. August up 8 3/4 at 11.92 3/4. The meal up $2.10 a ton on December, 315.60. December soybean oil is up 32 cents, 66.95, a high of 67.43 because crude oil is up over $2 a barrel. I guess the Iranians are shooting at things again in the Strait of Hormuz, and President Trump hasn't commented about that yet. The price on canola also trying to bounce a bit today, up $2 at $759 Canadian dollars. Over in the cattle market, under pressure again today, 7 days down. If we close here, that's seven lower closes, despite a cash trade market that's trying to hang in up there at 255. Problem is we have the box beef market that just kind of back and forth doesn't want to please anybody, it seems, at the present moment. Box beef today did show gains here. I'm looking for it here quick if I can find it. Probably not. I didn't have that. There we go. Box beef today. Choice up $1.30, 387.78, but that's still some $12 off of 400 that it was at over a week ago. Select up $4.49. 370.36 on 69 loads. All that did was pull August live cattle off its lows, which was down about $2 at one time. So technically, the market is performing pathetically. It's scared of something. And so still down a dollar on the day right now, August cattle. 238.10, but holding trend line support on the charts. October cattle down $1.02, 233.62. December's off 82 cents, 233.65. On the feeder index, can I find that quick? Yep, up $2.07, 370-318 the one day, finally popping back up to 368-66 on 956 head. Again, these are on low counts from last week. Was the holiday. Who was really worrying about selling calves on last week, Thursday or Friday? Feeder cattle today have been lower by over a dollar on the spot contract, back over 360 for August right now. We're down just 20 cents, 360.30, but all the deferreds are sharply lower. September down $1.25, 356.62. October down $1.82, 352.97. November lower by $2.20, 349.52. January feeders down 242, 343.27. Yeah, that's almost a $30 discount to the current cash market. Is something wrong? I guess we'll all find out together, right? August hogs off $1.47 today, 97.05. October lower by 82 cents, 81.75. Gold on retreat today, the dollar index up 12 cents, par 73. Gold down $9 at 4,158. Silver off 89 cents, $61.44. While Bitcoin up $435 on the July contract, $64,320. And again, Iran is not playing nice over there at the Strait of Hormuz. Apparently firing some missiles at people who try to move on the other side by this country of Oman. They're saying, hey, you're in violation of our thoughts of how the Strait of Hormuz should be operated. So up $2.03 at 70.58. $68 is proved to be some reasonable support on the charts we've been showing in our newsletter at heartlandinvest.com. Hey, you should try it out. Free trial if you go to our website and sign up for it for 30 days. Otherwise, the gasoline and diesel are reversing yesterday's action. Yesterday, we were slightly lower on the crude oil, sharply higher on the products. Today, we're, let's call it sharply higher on crude oil. Gasoline August down 4.5 cents a gallon, $2.95¾. Diesel fuel off a half a penny, $3.29¼. Any questions about trading commodity futures or getting information on the markets and what they're doing? Find us at heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening and have a profitable day.